Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio, and Happy New Year. It's 2016. I cannot believe how many years we have been on the air doing this show and all of the different shows that have come along with it, and I'm so excited to be kicking off 2016 with the Sneaky Mom Show, because I just have so much fun with Kaz's show. And Kaz Winters, as you know, is the founder of EverythingFamily.net. And I can't think of a better resource for parents of kids of all ages to be able to go to and find amazing things that you can do with your children one-on-one as a family. You name it, it's there. And today, Kaz is going to be sharing winter fun and things that we can do, you know, indoor and outdoor activities. So here we go, Kaz, kicking off the new year with you.
All right. Well, winter fun indoors and out. You know, no matter where you live, winter can be a fun time. Some places get snow and frigid temps, and others don't. And this year with El Nino, even some places that are usually frigid are pretty warm. Now, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, where any amount of snow is very, very rare and a cause for celebration. But during winter, surrounding areas get plenty of snow. We can drive a couple of hours northeast or south and go skiing, sledding, or make snowmen if we choose. Most people associate snow with winter activities. So we'll begin outdoors wearing warm jackets, hats, and gloves, and then have some outdoor fun without snow. And finally, shift to the good times and learning that can be done indoors where it's warm and toasty. So outdoor fun with snow. Well, I think the first thing that everyone thinks about is maybe making a snowman. But how about a snow woman, a snow baby, or even a snow dog, cat, or other critter? They all begin by making snowballs. And moist snow works better than the dry, powdery variety. You begin, you just pack a handful of snow into your gloved hands and make a snowball. And then you roll it around so it picks up more snow and continue until it's the size you want it to be. Then you stack a smaller one on top and then another one for a head and be creative. Creativity is half of the fun. And you can think beyond normal. You might make a snow robot or a snow space creature. Open up the possibilities. It doesn't have to be normal. And then you can use stones or sticks or other things to make an eyes, nose, facial features for your critter. Maybe it would be a dinosaur, a polar bear, or an elf. Whatever you do, you can have fun with it. And then the sticks can also be arms. And snow people might use hats and earmuffs or gloves or scarves or something like that. It can be fun and funny. And most kids find it a good time, at least until their nose and fingers start getting pretty cold. Another thing you can do is you can try to make some snow sculptures. Now, to do these, you take a shovel, and you build a snow mound and make it sure it's tightly packed, and create a rough shape for whatever your sculpture is going to be. And then you start removing the snow that's in the way of your final shape. And then you can use hand tools like a garden trowel or a kitchen spatula or even just great big spoons. Or you can even press shapes into containers and then dump them out so you have shapes like that too. Once you have the basic thing that you want, you can create details with smaller spoons or other tools to make those. And then take pictures. And if you want your snow characters or sculptures to last for a while, you can spray them lightly with a garden hose and then let them freeze, and then they'll be around to enjoy. If you live in a warmer climate like I do, there are sometimes other options for snowmen. We have seen quite a few snow people made from tumbleweeds here in the desert, but those are too pokey for kids to handle. But things like styrofoam balls or even paper bags stuffed with crumpled newspaper or empty boxes could be turned into, quote, snowmen just for fun. When kids think out of the box, it's not only fun, but it builds their confidence, too. Of course, there's the snow battles, and they can be indoors or outside. If you're outdoors, of course, you can make snowballs for ammunition and stack them behind a wall of a snow fort. when my brothers were young and we lived in Pennsylvania, just building snow forts kept them occupied plenty, and they had a blast. And I can remember some from that time, and there were some really good times that we had. It was fun. And the serious snow battles, you know, are for older kids, not for the little guys. Now, for an indoor or warm weather snowball fight, which we do here, we use cotton balls or pom-poms. These are soft, and you don't get hurt if you get hit with one. Each player gets a supply to throw, and hiding behind pieces of furniture or around corners is part of the strategic fun. It's a silly adventure, and it's good for causing giggles, too. And then everyone cleans up when the game is over. If you do have snow, a sled, and a hill with no traffic, well, go for a downhill ride. Enjoy taking advantage of that combination for a good time. And younger children can be pulled around safely on a sled to get a ride that's fun but not too scary. Of course, you can make snow angels if there's snow. You just lie down in the snow, move your arms up and down to make the snow look like wings, and move your legs out in and out, and you have a skirt. And when you stand up, the place where your head is makes the angel head, and it looks like an angel in the snow. Now, something that's fun to do, but it's also a good idea, is to feed the birds. When it's cold and snowy outdoors, it can be tough for critters to find food. And if you do feed them, either just barely do it or be very consistent so that they don't become dependent on what it is that you're doing. You can take a pine cone and tie a string around it and then mix 1 tablespoon of honey with 1 cup of peanut butter and use a butter knife or a spoon to spread it all around and fill the openings in the pine cone. The honey makes it safer for the birds because it adds moisture to that dry and sticky peanut butter. Then you can pour bird seeds or sunflower seeds on a plate and roll the peanut butter-covered pine cones in the seeds. Then you can hang them outdoors so the birds can eat. The mixture can also be spread on apple slices and sprinkled with bird seed. Another treat you can make for birds is to take a large-eyed needle and some heavyweight thread, and then you run the needle and thread through pieces of popcorn, cranberries, or raisins and thread them together. Then you just drape the filled springs over plants or branches so the birds can enjoy the food. And then there are ways to enjoy winter excitement with sleds, ice skates, or skis. Now, although I've been a desert dweller for about 50 years, I remember sledding downhill in Pennsylvania as a child. Memories of ice skating on a frozen pond are pleasant, too, even though I fell so often as a kid, my nickname was Carpet. I was always covering the ice. And, of course, skiing is a great activity for families who have that opportunity. Those in warm areas of the country might just enjoy skating in an indoor ice rink. A fun thing to do is to color the snow. You can put cold water in several spray bottles and add a bit of food coloring to each one, making it a different color of water for each bottle. Then take them outside and spray the snow. Kids can make designs, and it looks pretty for a while. You want to avoid spraying driveways, paved walkways, or porches because the color could be hard to remove from some surfaces, and it can also make them slippery and dangerous. So you want to keep it in the snow and on the ground. Now, if you're in a place like Arizona where there's no snow, or if you're in a place where it's warmer than usual and there's no snow, you might try bouldering or rock climbing. It's an outdoor thing for fun when there's no snow, and especially in warmer areas. Many areas have rocks, and most children are enticed by them. Get out in nature and build some climbing skills along with muscles. Take pictures so a child can have a record of their climbing accomplishments. Start small and build as skills develop. Playing with outdoor science is something else that you can do. Many areas that don't get snow do get rain. Use a rain gauge to measure the amount of rain. The top off of a 2-liter plastic drink bottle about a third of the way down. Because the bottoms of most plastic drink bottles are not flat, fill the bottom section of the bottle with clay to make it level so your measurements will be accurate. It will also add weight to keep the bottle upright. Then you insert the top of the bottle upside down into the bottom part. It will look like a funnel to collect the water. And to measure the amount of rain, you take a ruler and a marker and you just mark inches on the bottle on the outside from the top to the clay, the top of the clay to the top of the bottle. And then you can check it to see how much water you have in it and empty it each time so that you can see what you get the next time it rains. Just make science fun. And it's time to go inside for winter fun. We can make snowman crafts. There are so many ways to do this. We've glued cotton balls together or pom-poms together, and you can add plastic jiggle eyes or buttons or other features. Use markers, beads, pieces of felt, trims, ribbon, etc. for facial features or hands, hats, scarves, and things like that. We've also made salt dough snowmen. The ingredients are simple. 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of salt, 1.5 teaspoons of cooking oil, and 1/2 cup of water. You mix it together to make dough. It can be molded by hand, rolled out flat with a rolling pin, cut with cookie cutters, rolled into balls, or coiled into rope shapes. We use a garlic press to push the dough through the holes to make strings for hair, beards, and hay. It's fun. Push the dough through the holes and watch it come out. Creations can be air-dried or hardened in a slow oven of 250 degrees. Baking time varies with thickness of dough. Dried and hardened items can be painted and used for decorations. Acrylic paints work best, and we use clear gloss spray that protects the surface and makes them shiny. You can also do baking inside on a cold winter day. Kids can make biscuits or simple cookies or something that's adventurous, like baking bread from scratch. We've made precious memories while baking together, and it taught our children skills, too. For younger children, getting to help make toast and jelly can be an adventure. And you might want to cook a winter dinner together, like something like stew, which includes preparing a variety of vegetables. And the kids get to do that, and it smells so good while it's cooking. And, Dory, I think it's time for a break.
Okay, really?
It happens fast, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I keep you on mute just because anything going on, and it's so funny, I have you on mute. Meanwhile, I'm laughing at, you know, some of the things that you're sharing and saying, and I'm tweeting, and I don't want to hear, you know, I don't want you hearing click, 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 and things, because I've been tweeting out some of the, you know, great things that you've been sharing. And I just want to say hello. Our sponsor, our main sponsor right now is my company. So Safety
okay.
Bags LLC, I know, it's very exciting in this new year, and oh, my gosh, just the buzz about the company and everything that is happening. And for those of you who know Safety Bags LLC, we have a line of clear bags and backpacks. And we launched a new division the end of November, stadiumbags.com. And these see-through bags meet the requirements for professional and college sports. We offer a three-year warranty because, you know what, they're that good. And because we know that cheap is expensive. So if you're going to spend money on a bag, buy something that's going to last season after season. They're ergonomically designed, fabric reinforced with double zippered compartments and extra padded straps, and they're constructed in the thickest material available. Anything thicker and it would crack. So we've actually taken great pains to be able to say that we're the finest clear bags on the market. And our Clear Mini Backpack and Clear Mini Messenger Bag have unique features that are uniquely ours. For you fantasy football fans, we have a zippered outer sleeve that lets you bring your smart device with you, and you can track your teams and everything else without even taking it out of your bag. And ladies, we may be tomboys at heart, but when you need to be discreet, we're in the clear with an inner sleeve that offers privacy within a transparent bag. So go to stadiumbags.com and see why we are the clear choice. And you know what? Just because it's stadiumbags.com doesn't mean it's not great for travel and concerts and just being organized. Because believe me, I'm a consumer of my own product. I love being able, if I can't find something, I can just look at my bag and go, oh, there it is, instead of having to take everything out. Because if you are anything like me, that bag becomes a clown bag. People laugh at how much stuff is in that little mini bag I carry because it really is just built to last. So, again, stadiumbags.com, and we're going to be meeting this month here in January, I am focused, all our shows are focusing on not only our hosts, but our great sponsors. So, you know, you're just going to be learning more and more and more about all of them. But today, as our first show of the year, we're kicking off with the main sponsor. So we are now back with the sneaky mom, Kaz Winters, as she shares winter fun indoors and out. And we're inside right now, so back to some indoor fun.
We are inside. But you know, there are more things you can do as far as food goes with kids, too. They can make baked potatoes. They can either microwave them or wrap them in foil and, you know, wash dry, cut an opening for each one and take care of that. Or even baked apples, which are kind of fun in the wintertime. Coring the apples is something that an older kid can do. And you add a little bit of sugar or brown sugar, cinnamon, and if there's no allergy to nuts, you might put those in. But, of course, that's something you have to be very careful about. And they can be microwaved, or they can be put in an oven and baked in foil until they're soft and a fork can poke through them easily. And they can also make their own burgers or sandwiches fun by adding things like pickles, olives, or other veggies to make faces on their food. And that just kind of makes things a good time. And we like doing that, or even adding different berries or things to breakfast food to make faces, too. And to some kind of more crafty things, you can provide a child with just sheets of plain white typing paper or copy paper, and they can fold it and cut holes in with scissors to make snowflakes. There are ways to fold it to get a six-pointed snowflake, but depending on the age of the kid, it may not matter at all. They can fold it in different ways, cut out shapes, and then open it up and see what it looks like. And if they're really nice and they're very excited about them, you can hang them from the ceiling with a piece of thread and a push pin, or you can tape them to the windows for winter decorations. You know, it's getting dark earlier in the winter, and it makes a perfect situation for shadows. And a lot of kids are afraid of shadows, but if you play with them, that kind of helps them not be so scary. So if you put your hands or shapes cut out of cardboard or even shadow puppets in between a lamp and a clear space on the wall, and then you can play with these, and you can even use them for storytelling before bedtime. And when you're, because it's controlled stuff and the kids can see what's causing those shadows, it makes it a whole lot less scary, and they're having a good time. So when you're having a good time, you're not thinking about, I'm afraid of something. And it gives a good association to what those shadows might be. And winter seems like a good time to go through photographs and look at some of the happy events from the previous year. It can be funny, serious, or a mixture of the two. That's really quite enjoyable. You can let a child choose a couple favorite pictures to put on their wall or on a bulletin board so they can enjoy them for a while. And it's also an opportunity to just share the good times that have happened recently or in the past year and listen to what the kids have to say as they look through the photos. And, of course, taking photos is about special times together. It's a delightful way to preserve memories of family fun. It confirms that a kid is loved and valued. If you have a movie camera or a cell phone that can take pictures, let a child who is old enough to operate it make a short movie of their own and enjoy watching it together as part of family night. Cold evenings are ideal times for cuddling with blankets, especially if you have a fireplace and can get warm by sitting nearby. It's also a good time for storytelling or reading. Young children enjoy listening to stories, whether they're made up on the spot or read from a book, and silly sound effects are always a bonus. You can read a really good book that's appropriate for the age of a child over a period of time. We did this with The Hobbit when our children were young, and they continue to be fans of Tolkien as adults. As a family, we have many memories and sayings from the stories, and we made a big deal out of seeing all the versions of the movies together. And that included those which were released when our kids were adults. We've made it ours. And we still occasionally hear one of our grown kids say something like, "What has it got in its pockets, is my precious?" in their best Gollum voice. Blankets can be made into indoor tents. Toss one over a card table, a group of chairs or boxes to make a cozy place to play. This creates comfy area kids, and once a child is in a blanket or a sheet tent, there are many activities that can be enjoyed to Drawing, coloring, and reading come to mind. And they are also delightful places for playing Let's Pretend with teddy bears, dolls, and more. Empty boxes make some of the best toys for children. They can become just about anything a child can imagine and help develop their creative abilities. A box turned upside down can become a table for playing house, a desk for playing office, or a pretend store that can hold various things to buy with play money. Of course, they can make great vehicles, too. We've had boxes that were used as cars, trucks, trains, planes, and even rockets. Make a train with empty boxes and fill the cars of the box, the train cars, there we go, with stuffed toys or dolls. Make train sounds, blow whistles, sing songs like, I've been working on the railroad. Imagine where the train might take you. Make up a story about the journey. All manner of imaginary play can include boxes. At one time, our kids made a maze in the backyard. They used about 30 good-sized empty boxes, and their kids, their friends, all crawled through it. They put fun surprises in some of them. It was set up for at least a week, and it got more than its fair share of enjoyment. Another time, one of our sons built a clubhouse with boxes and had a great time spending time in it with friends. And our daughter, on the other hand, used boxes to make beds for baby dolls and dollhouses. The possibilities are endless, and even small ones can provide ways to separate and store toys that have a variety of pieces involved. Other unscripted items can be fun, too. Paper bags can become so many things. They can double as masks, purses, or pretend camping gear. They can be folded to make a bed for a doll or a toy boat and can hold all sorts of toys and gear to make things easy to carry from one place to another. This was a silly game that we did, too, in the winter. We would toss our socks and mittens. If you roll a pair of socks or a pair of mittens together so that they form a ball and set up a laundry basket box or other container as a target, you can have contests to see who can make the most baskets with their sock and mitten balls. You can play with friends and keep score in any way you choose. Different colors of socks or mittens can be worth more points than others. Be creative and have fun. Kids might even tie a long piece of yarn around a sock and mitten ball and use it to pull the ball back again and then toss it again. And when they do that, they're actually learning a little bit of science of motion in the process. But don't tell them that. For more science fun, bundle up, go outdoors, and look at the sky. You can check out celestial events online. For example, the Quadrantid meteor shower just peaked a few days ago. There are websites which will give you information about dates and things to watch. And if you have a telescope or even binoculars, kids will have fun learning to use those to get a better look at the sky. And if older children are fascinated, purchase a related book or two, borrow books from the library, or gather additional information online to feed their interest. Many children love collecting things, and assembling collections can be not only fun, but they get a sense of empowerment because they begin to become more knowledgeable about the things that they gather together, and it provides an opportunity for them to become an expert at something they enjoy, and they have a sense of pride about whatever interests them. Our kids were into collecting fossils, rocks, and shells, and we had a blast. And even though our kids are all grown, we still have plenty of baskets full of rocks and fossils in our house, and I enjoy them as much as the kids did. And when it's too cold to play outside for very long, that's a good time to work on other kinds of projects that might interest or excite them. And it might be learning something new, like learning magic tricks. Kids love doing that. Or making paper airplanes, or building rockets. Kids can even write like writing books, even if it's scribbles. There's just so much that you can do in the winter, whether you're indoors or out. And it's a lot of fun. And they're learning all the time, and that's the sneaky mom part. Because when they're learning, and they don't realize it, that stuff sticks with them. And it becomes theirs. And Dory, I think that's about time to turn it back to you. And my topic for next month will be Make History Fun and Never Boring with George, Abe, and the Sneaky Mom.
I love that. You know, I was sitting and I, as again, I'm tweeting and posting and I was listening. You know, I used to love making forts with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had, you know, the counter, and so I had bar stools, but I had my counter, so the kids' high chairs fit perfectly. So I could put them in their high chairs with the strap, and then rather than have a tray attached, they could be sitting right at the table. But I would take those four chairs, put them on rainy days, forget it, and we'd take the couch pillows off and, you know, extend them. And then when they had bunk beds, when we moved and I built these bunk beds, my brother and I built them. And again, I had special posts put to be able to make even a cooler fort.
Yeah, we had so many forts all the time. There was something going on.
I'm serious. People, you know, these are the things I would go back and do this again in a heartbeat. I cannot wait. This is why I'm like so excited to be in this part of my life. And hopefully, God willing, I'll be blessed with lots of grandchildren to be able to do these. And I'm serious, Kaz, you give me great ideas and then you reinforce things that I did. And I'm like, oh, great. If Kaz does them too, it really means they work. And
you must be doing something right, huh?
Exactly. I did something.
We can
right,
only hope.
You know? Well, pretty much. But I mean, at this point, they're all at it on their own. So, you know,
so
if I didn't do it right, I don't have a chance. You know, grandchildren maybe. Oh, and you know.
Oh, I've got a great grandchild already.
Wow, how cool is that?
It's really
you
cool.
Know?
It'd be cooler if he lived closer, but we've gotten to see him. We got to see him when he was baby. He's almost two.
Aw, well, you know, thank goodness for Skype and Facebook. You know, my daughter, for those of you who don't know, my kids are all grown and gone, and my daughter and her boyfriend are backpacking across Southeast Asia right now. And they have been in Vietnam, in Ho Chi Minh City, for the last few days. And she has been sharing her journey. She's created this blog called perspectiveinmotion.com. And it's so funny, I get up in the morning and before I even check my own things, I hit that button to see if she's updated anything. And I can't even tell you how thankful I am for all of this technology. Not that I don't love technology and Word of Mom Radio wouldn't be here without it and Twitter and all of that. But my daughter and I do video chats and, you know, because she's on Wi-Fi, she calls for free. I don't know whatever other plans. I have T-Mobile, and I just love them. So it is just the most remarkable thing, though, that she is on the other side of the world, 12 hours ahead of us, and we talk like she's down the road. And I know. It's so remarkable. And I'm so excited about your next month's topic because it's so funny. I was a museum hound. Always have been.
Oh,
so my
love
kids,
museums.
When I tell you, I have pictures of my kids in their backpacks, in their snugglies, in their strollers. I have been doing museums with them since they were babies. And,
yeah.
You know, here they all are now, all grown. And when my kids were so blessed that my in-laws took all 16 of their grandchildren, two at a time, to Europe for 2.5 weeks. And both of my kids in Paris, all three of my kids went to Paris. My sons went to London and Paris. My daughter went to Paris and Rome because they got to choose. And all three of them, the Louvre was their absolute favorite thing. And my in-laws were like, 16 grandchildren have never seen kids this well-behaved, especially in museums. They were like, they're fascinated. They had their little sketchbooks, and they would just sit. So, I mean, it's amazing the things that we can do that feed our own spirit that instill things in our kids. And that's why I so look forward to your show, because it's true.
Yeah.
Our children learn so much when they think they're playing.
Right. They do.
You know? So
and my
note,
daughter has taken her kids to the Louvre, too, and they loved it.
Well, God willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll get there someday myself, you know. I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, for now, We are signing off on today's show. Tomorrow I'll see you on the Mompreneur Model, and you're going to get to meet, like I said, all month long, our hosts and our sponsors and all of the amazing women that are behind Word of Mom Radio, and I really look forward to it. So until tomorrow, this is Dori DiCarlo for everybody here saying thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.